Well, and if you're a big Elbow fan, Jeff Lloyd has done a brilliant documentary with them, which is coming out at the end of the month. All the details are
up online. Your song of the decade, an Elbow song, right?
It is. I've gone for... it's really hard. I get really obsessed about lists and stuff like that. I've actually gone with One Day Like This. Because I think that's a fantastic song. I love Elbow. But yeah, I did a plump for that one. Yeah. Right, Richie's just outside Absolute Radio. We're just about to go to him in a couple of seconds. The front door of Absolute Radio, we've turned it into an exact replica of the TARDIS.
We have.
It doesn't.
Well, I had nothing to do with it. I just turned up.
I was quite surprised. It looks great. Were you impressed?
Yeah, I was really impressed. I mean, it was very dark when I arrived.
Yeah.
Maybe when I leave and see it in the daylight. But I think it's quite a good job.
And there were some fans who were waiting for David, trying to get his autograph on that. And they're going to ask some questions to David in a minute. We've also had a lot of people emailing him from all over the world. Mm. And we got Reiki on the line right now in Florida. Good morning.
Good morning.
Or good night.
Whichever.
Yeah, whichever. And you watch On Demand then? You watch Doctor Who? You're a big fan?
Yeah.
And what's the time lag? When will you get... because obviously we're heading into the Christmas special, which starts this weekend here in the UK. When will you see that?
I think it comes out on the December 19th.
Okay.
Well, that's not too bad,
is it?
That's
not too long a wait, yeah. I know they're trying to get them
It'll
quicker.
Be a bit of a wait. I'm excited, though.
Yeah.
And you got a question for David Tennant?
David, have you ever heard of the band Chameleon Surrogate? They do Time Lord Rock, which is pretty much like Doctor Who fan music.
Do you know, I have heard of this, and they're quite good, aren't they?
Yeah, I love their music.
Maybe we should play something on the show tomorrow, Christian.
I think you've had enough contribution. What would Lionel Richie...
Because
all right,
if I'm right about this...
Tomorrow's show. Thanks for the weather update. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that on the radar? Do you get that weather update?
And describe the scene down there this morning.
Well, it's chilly for starters. Broken cloud, blue skies, and there are two posses of people hanging outside the Absolute Radio headquarters.
So there are two potties out there?
Two posses. Why are they divided into gangs?
They are indeed.
They're looking for Steve Wright.
They are very separate gangs. Outside the front door, which of course looks like the TARDIS at the moment, the other side of the road, there are a group of, I would say, Doctor Who fans who are more here because they worship the Doctor element of David. And then the other side of the road are a group of fans who are more here because they admire how David looks, shall
we
say.
I hope you're not indulging in stereotypes here, Richard.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I'm just trying to describe the two
posses. How are you differentiating between the two posses?
Are you talking about the male and female and the ones that look like they spend most of their time in basements?
No, Christian.
I'm talking about the three young girls that are stood this side of the road the three people who are stood in dark clothes the other side of the road.
With laminated pictures of Daleks.
And wearing caps, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay. And who have we got to talk to and ask David Tennant a question?
Right, let's talk to our first person. What's your name?
Rosie.
Come on, Rosie,
she's
get
nervous.
Up.
Right,
get
Rosie,
up.
I'll pass you this friend. You can talk to David. Here he is.
Oh, wow, hello.
Hello, Rosie. How are you doing?
Hi, David.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, wow.
Yeah, go on.
I didn't think I'd ask you a question.
I'm all yours, Rosie.
Wow, that is amazing. What Shakespearean play would you like do next? Because like you did Hamlet and Love, Labour's Lost.
I did, yeah.
Herbie Goes Bananas was one of them.
One of his undiscovered
Police
texts.
Academy 5, Bracken Assignment. <Yeah.
laughs> I think maybe Much Ado About Nothing, maybe. Or maybe Measure for Measure.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think you should do Othello. I'm doing that at A level at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's all right, actually. It's like the essays we have to do. It's like 1,500 words, and it's really, a bit long. But it's all right.
Well, good luck with it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you very much. Nice to speak to you, too. Thank you. Bye. See you later.
Good question there from Rosie. Who else have we got down there, Richie?
What's your name?
Phoenix.
Yes, she's from the Flames. Here's David.
Phoenix? Is that really your name, Phoenix?
Hello.
Hi, Phoenix. You're actually called Phoenix?
Yeah.
Wow, where did your parents get that from? Were they hippies? Are they hippies?
Yeah.
Your parents hippies? Bet the old wacky backy, was it?
Probably.
Ah, it's a lovely name, Phoenix.
Thank you.
What's your question for David Tennant then, Phoenix?
What do you want to do after you finish Doctor Who?
Well,
yeah, get a job, probably.
I'm quite enjoying having my own breakfast show. I think that's going quite well. So I'll probably be here for another couple of years, I would have thought. Yeah.
Are you going to go into any more, like, film plays or anything?
I've got a few things coming up. St. Trinian's 2, that'll be out at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And Glorious 39's a film I've done that's about to come out. And I'm off to do some stuff in America, so we'll see what happens next.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Well, Phoenix, thank you very much for your question. Well asked. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming
Thanks,
down
Phoenix.
This morning.
Thank you.
And Richie, we've got one last one there.
A little bit nervous there, Christian.
So, Richie, are you staying very much on one side of the street? Is that what you're selling us?
I'm still on the side that isn't the people in the dark coach, yeah.
Why don't I think
go to
we need
to... people in the dark coach.
Exactly. Well, there's nothing... They're all fans.
Oh, work stuff. I thought it was stuff for David to sign. Okay, let's talk to the man in the slim
tie.
What's your name?
Kevin. How do you do?
Kevin, hello, Kevin.
Fantastic sideburns. Have you modelled those on David?
Yeah, shamefully, yes. Afraid so.
And the quiff as well. Actually, this man is modelling himself in your image, David.
It did start a while, but yeah, he sort of went, oh, I look just like that. Damn.
I tell you what, I'm going to give my headphones to Kevin. Kevin can chat to David.
Oh, thanks.
Don't spoil his quiff.
Actually, the whole, as I step back, the whole dress... It's as if it's the doctor.
He's wearing a dress?
Yeah, coat and shirt and trousers. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. That sounds really geeky now. I'm dressed lucky. Hi.
That's all right. I dress like that often.
Are you enjoying it? It sounds great.
Are you? Can you hear out there? Have you got some headphones on?
I've been at work. I've just worked down the bottom corner.
What do you work? Where do you work?
Golden Square Post Production.
Very good. I'm sure I've done stuff in there.
I was digging to the library because I used to be down there, so...
Yeah, okay. I think you're supposed to ask me a question now. You probably don't have one, do you?
Well, I'm sort of being sprung, really. I did ask on the website, I went on the great thing, and said, are you... If you're going to go to the States and do Rex, will we see you over here at all? Are you going to move over there like Hugh Laurie?
Who knows what'll unfold? I'm just kind of... I never really have a plan, so I'm just kind of rolling with it and seeing what happens next, to be honest with you.
It sounds great. It's a really different idea.
It's a good idea, and it's a good script, so we shall see. Okay. We shall see.
Splendid. Kevin, thank you very much for your question. Pleasure. Thanks Loving for it. Popping over Pretty as well.
Soon. Bye.
That's Stuart Hall.
Yeah, that's Kevin.
All right. You did try to, yeah. Well, Richie, thanks for doing that.
That's all right. I love doing this kind of thing.
All right, well, same time tomorrow.
Yeah. No.
And
no.
I think tomorrow morning, let's have you down there at 6 with those poor people that were out there from 3:30. You'd be down there tomorrow morning at 6, okay?
Oh, brilliant.
Good lad. Little treat for you. I'm gonna have myself.